At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, it's a concern at the league level. I think that it's gone on so long where they have been kind of mired in whatever we want to call this as mediocrity, something worse than that. It's not good for the league as a whole, quite honestly, to have a team where the fans have shown over a lot of years that's a real hockey city and you're eroding some of that passion and that interest level.
Chris Johnson of Sportsnet saying that the Sabres' failure in the last 14 years is a concern on the league level. I just don't really know what that can mean beyond a phone call. Maybe a visit from the commissioner, the deputy commissioner, to ownership. Like, what else? They're not going to give the Sabres a draft pick. You know, they're not going to give them extra cap space if they would use it anyway. What else could it mean? You can't, as a league, decide, oh, I'm going to take you off all the trade, no trade clauses. It's a CBA issue. So what are you supposed to do? It's kind of a check-in. What are you doing? It's what happened in Winnipeg last year. Bettman flew to Winnipeg to figure out what on earth was happening, why the Jets couldn't sell tickets despite being number one in the league, and maybe he got his answer. Like, might graduate to a crisis, but there's, like, financial reasons in Winnipeg why they didn't sell a lot of tickets. Here, it just seems to be, obviously, that it's the team. The team stinks. It has for 14 years, and you can only do that for so long and have people continue to show up and show up and show up. I wonder how bad it will really get. Last year, the Sabres averaged just under 16,000 fans. That was not bottom of the league. In fact, there are teams below them because their capacity is lower. So by percentage, you know, they're right there at the bottom. Like, how bad could it really get? 16,000 last year, could we be looking at 13 at some point or 12? And what's the season ticket base? Like, that's why the league would be worried, is you can't run a business as a professional franchise if your customers have zero belief that you can actually win, and then as it's going on and they're not winning, they're not going to buy. It's a big year, not just for all of that, but for the Dahlin part of it and the Tage part of it and, you know, making sure that your star players don't run out of gas on you mentally. And one good season can, I think, undo all of that. 2 years ago. That's the thing. Like, Winnipeg, it's a more complicated reason. Here, 2 years ago, they were almost a playoff team. They weren't even a playoff team. Almost a playoff team. And they recovered a lot. Season tickets and individual tickets and, I'm sure, merchandise and, like, interest in the team. It all kind of came back in a couple of months. All it takes is one. Still my, but it hasn't, you haven't had that one. And watching the Sabres embedded piece from the draft process with Kevin Adams and Jarmo Kekalainen and Jerry Fortin, and there's Terry Pegula front and center in this whole series. And one thing that I kept hearing from the Sabres, and this is not a surprise, this is their actions would speak to this. They've talked like this in press conferences, but how much they are obsessed right now with being tougher to play against, gritty, meaner to play against. Kekalainen had a line in embedded, something along the lines of, it's easier to tame a tiger than it is to put stripes on a cat, something like that. And that seems to be the mantra of the, it seems to be the plan right now. The plan is we are going to be a pain in the butt to play against. Just don't know how often that translates to wins.
It's a league that I think has moved to that more, but in combination with the ability to win with a high skill game. And there are, I talked about this as the draft was happening, like the advantage of those bigger, stronger players is different than it was, I think, back in whenever you would think about this, the 90s, the 60s, whenever, however far back you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
The advantages of the long, heavy players now is less punishing physicality, and it's more difficulty in making plays around bigger guys. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of it comes in, and that's why you want guys that can skate really well. And so,
right,
as a prerequisite to being big, heavy, mean, you got to be able to play the game itself and be functional as a hockey team and player if you're looking at individuals. And I think if you're jumping straight to the physicality is the first thing we're looking for, you're missing the important stuff.
Right.
And you're missing the stuff that can help you actually win games in more ways than just that. And I think it feels short-sighted to me to get that locked in on one aspect of the game when you're an organization that has needed the amount of change that this one does and that needs improvements in this many areas. I think all of us talk about most of the moves that they've made isolated in a vacuum are okay. And I like a lot of those guys that they've brought in. But as a whole, it feels like it's all to get meaner. And that I don't need meaner. I need maybe tougher, harder to play against, sure. I don't know that you need to only be meaner. That I don't know how far that gets you.
Right. And they never, like, Florida is going to be held up as the example here, and to their credit, they are all of this. But what did they do first?
Right.
They did first was they built a skilled team that could skate with anybody, could go up and down the ice, and they won the President's Trophy. They made the playoffs a couple of times. They hit their head in the ceiling, and then they decided, all right, for playoff hockey, we should get more mean, more physical. They didn't get less skilled.
No.
Like they had Reinhart, which helps.
Look at their roster. I mean, it's mean, yes, but it's also incredibly skilled. Alexander Barkov, it can do whatever he wants with the puck on his stick.
And how many of those teams that really went deep into the playoffs are really built like that anyway? Like Florida is. Florida has that. Is Edmonton like that?
They were old, but they were not necessarily mean or tough.
They have elements of it, but I wouldn't say that's the identity of that team. Is Carolina like that? I wouldn't say that.
I think their identity is hard, but not. It's a different kind. It's forechecking and retrievals.
Yep. Dallas might be a little closer to it, but like I'm looking at the list of Toronto, we know is not built that way at all. And you can say what you want about Toronto, but you're just trying to be Toronto right now. And you're not trying to be Florida yet. I could try to be Florida once I have established that I have a really good team. I feel like...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't think Florida's the only example of this, but I think a lot of these teams, Vegas maybe was a little bit of this too, eventually, it's a lot easier to add those elements of I got to be stronger, I got to be bigger, I can supplement my great team with these things after I have established how good I am. And my biggest pet peeve with the Sabres is I feel like they've swung the pendulum way too far in the other direction.
Right.
It still is true that the closest they have come in this entire playoff drought was their most skilled offensive and sure softest team. Go ahead, you could say that. Guess what? Right. That was the best team that we've seen in 14 years, and every action, every word that is spoken from this organization sounds like they are trying to run as far away from that team as possible, and it was the best one we've seen in 15 years.
Right. And in reality, we talk about how much they're tinkering. If they had tinkered and tried to maybe do a little of what they've done this offseason, that offseason,
yeah,
and gone, all right, let's try and establish ourselves as this style of team and infuse, like we're talking about with Florida and all these other teams that are really that recognize this need.
Yeah.
Let's get a little of that, enough that we can keep our identity as a high octane, high talent, dangerous team to play against.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get a little bit of that Florida Panthers DNA, that's where I think you could tinker and have been really good. But they didn't do that. They barely did anything that offseason.
They tried to make that as like that was Connor Clifton to them.
Exactly.
Which
right. Which you just had, like, you got rid of them good. And everybody's pretty happy about it at this point, right? Like,
yep.
And so you're just left going in circles if you're chasing one thing too heavily.
You're left right now trying to win with a team that's very different than the team that almost made it a couple years ago. And that can work. I mean, I am very pessimistic about that working, but can it? Can they win a bunch of games 3-2, 2-1, The other team is exhausted at the end of it, standing up for each other, you get good goaltending. Like, a lot of that can happen. But yeah, you're putting a lot on Rasmus Dahlin and Tage Thompson. Like, those two are your drivers
and even
for scoring. And they both, by the way, have been injured. Right. Tage more than Dahlin, but they've both missed games. You're putting a lot on their plates. To one, you can't miss games. Either one of them. You got to play the whole season, and you got to be at the top of your game, because if you're not, there's not really a lot behind you that's able to pick up from where you left off. I mean, look at Dahlin last year. Dahlin gets hurt, they go on a 13-game losing streak.
Exactly. And you're hoping to get elevated performances from some young guys.
Yeah, right. I'm hoping Power will be able to be a guy that the next time Dahlin gets hurt for 10 games, he's able to play 27 minutes a night and have it go fine.
Yeah.
Really good even. But
it's you at some point you got to stop hoping, and you got to be confident in something being what it is. And you're hoping on a lot of stuff with that team.
Yeah.
Norris, Quinn, Benson, Power, the goalies, all of it is hoping it works out.
By the way, there are good things in this embedded series too. Like, it's 30 minutes. Picked out a couple of things that maybe annoyed me a little bit, but like I liked how involved Kekalainen seemed to be.
Yeah.
In a lot of the, I think he just kind of seems to have a presence, and I like that. If you are one that thinks like Terry Pegula doesn't care about the Sabres at all, like, if you watch the 30 minutes, you might go the other way and think he's too involved.
Right.
But I don't think you should go with the, well, he doesn't care at all about it. I think he does. It hasn't meant they're going to win. But there are some good things. Mertka, there's a lot of good behind-the-scenes stuff with him. So, and finally, the Paterka piece that we talked about earlier, about how we played the clip. Like, they've been talking about that trade since the deadline. So any idea that, you know, this just came out of the blue and Paterka surprised them, and right, the misinformation part of it and feeling bad for our fans. Like, this thing was on the table in some form since the deadline.
That is a horrible look.
Well before the deadline, even, I think.
Right.
It was said.
Yeah, that's a really bad look.
803-0550 is the phone number. Back to football, just a little bit of hockey there. Training camp's on Wednesday. There is a write-up from Brandon Thorne, who's a good follow on social media, Bleacher Report. He's very into like the offensive and defensive lines. In fact, I think, what's his newsletter called? Trench Warfare. So he's all about the linemen. And he's got a bill ranked as high at his position as I've seen from anybody. And this dude knows. Tell you what he wrote about Spencer Brown when we come back, and how highly he has ranked amongst tackles in the NFL. This is a guy that is studying that position and is like, this dude is elite. Tell you what he said about Spencer Brown when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.